We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Well, there's nothing quite like being in Washington when a circus goes on. And yesterday, it certainly was. I'm not going to go through every detail of the Oval Office and all that, but throughout the show, I'll sprinkle some things in. And it's thanks to you, the listeners of Talk Radio 1210, the management letting me go yesterday, on a most consequential day. So I'm there at around 3:30. We finally get in after we're in a holding tank for a while to get a briefing from the president with a few other talk show hosts. Two or three of them national. And President Trump leads because around that period of time, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, Trump took great humor, great pleasure in Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats circling the Capitol because of being denied the ability to fly to Brussels, Afghanistan, and Egypt on a PR tour. You know, Nancy Pelosi has built herself and the media has built her up to this point where she is somebody on the same level as the president of the United States. And this was a clear message that that's not the case. Now, while I was there in the press briefing room yesterday, there was an Acosta sighting and everybody there, you know, stands to attention when the great man is anywhere near around us. These guys that do national stand-ups outside the White House, now they have their own. They're not even tents. They're like permanent structures. They're very, very elaborate where they're able to be headquartered when they're getting ready to do this. So when President Trump, right around the time he's telling us that this is giving him a great deal of pleasure, he's asking us, going around the room, did you see the letter I sent to Nancy Pelosi? The letter talking about, oh, yeah, Nancy, shut down. You can't do State of the Union. Well, how about this? No travel for you. Fly commercially. He took great pleasure in saying fly commercially, and he took even more pleasure in the bus circling the Capitol. Of course, on CNN, Jim Acosta and Aaron Burnett, they saw this a lot differently when it came to Trump stiffing Nancy Pelosi.
President Trump strikes back, lashing out at his nemesis, the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, after she threatened to postpone his State of the Union address. Pelosi's bus was idling outside her office. Literally, there it is, idling outside, waiting for the speaker to come out.
Outrageous.
And she was heading straight to Andrews Air Force Base to board a military plane heading to Afghanistan. And then she gets this letter. And the only way to show you how childish this letter is,
childish,
how unpresidential it is to read it to you.
Well, our nation's capital has officially become a playground, Brooke.
Oh, Jim.
The president has responded in sort of a childish way, is the only way to describe it, to the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, to her letter, essentially saying that the State of the Union will be postponed, or she asked that it be submitted in writing if the government is still shut down. This is the letter right here from the president, the press secretary, Sarah Sanders.
All right, so I can't tell you the pleasure I took in seeing how Trump approached this and the joy he gets in seeing CNN. I don't know if he referenced them per se in the Oval Office as this was happening. But this was a masterstroke. And now on to phase two, what I took away from this briefing by the president yesterday. And it's interesting when you get that phrase, the president's going to brief you and a few other talk show hosts. The big takeaway is I think that President Trump around the State of the Union stuff on the night of the State of the Union is going to do a rally in Ohio or in Pennsylvania. I think that's almost certain. That's what's going to happen. I'm in favor of that. And then do the State of the Union when the government shutdown is over. Now, I know I talked with Chris this morning about that. I get it. I get doing it in the Senate and saying you're not driving me out of the Capitol. He wouldn't do a State of the Union at this rally. Now, of course, at that moment, I am leaning over my chair as close in as I can get in the Oval Office to say, Independence Hall, Mr. President, that's where it ought to be. And there was a twinkle there. I can't guarantee that's where it'll be or anything like that. I think Trump likes the arena idea with the people on that night to, you know, give a sense that it doesn't matter to him, these elites, and the way things are done, he's breaking the mold on that. So which would you be in favor of? Several people in the room did say the border and all. That didn't seem to have as much appeal. I don't think he's going to do the Senate. On the State of the Union night, I think it's going to be in a rally, and I think it's a toss-up now between Ohio and Pennsylvania. And I guess that'll depend on a lot of factors. By the way, somebody on Twitter, this came to me that apparently the Associated Press has some kind of Associated Pundits or something, and they tweeted or retweeted Independence Hall for the SOTU that I put out. The Associated Press, good on you, Independence Hall for SOTU, retweeting that. So let's get that going. Would you like Independence Hall? I don't know that President Trump could come to Philadelphia. I don't know of an arena big enough in any of our surrounding areas where he could go. He usually goes to central Pennsylvania. So I'm telling you that I think on the night of the State of the Union, what will happen is I think you'll see President Trump at a rally and kind of as a pushback on Washington and the rest. Now, here's the serious thing coming out of yesterday that plays into big time all the stuff that we've been talking about. And that is my sense, and we were in there 50 minutes with the President of the United States in the Oval Office, which is a long time. I'm told that 15 minutes is a lot. That President Trump started to, and you know, there wasn't a pin could drop in the room. I'm just trying to listen. Sometimes you shut up and listen, you get a lot more rather than engaging. He did ask for questions, but President Trump talking to us about what it was like 2, 3, 4 weeks ago, some of the back and forth with Nancy Pelosi behind the scenes. He took great pleasure in pointing to the spot on the couch where Nancy Pelosi was seated when that was caught on TV and how all that looked, the optics of it. He thought it looked great. But he talked about, you know, I was almost there. They had given us some stuff. Should I continue with this? It's going to be a big deal. And he wanted to know, and I thank Chris for having me on this morning and kind of underlying this, how talk radio listeners, how our listeners, how you and I and the others were thinking about this. In other words, I wouldn't say Trump needed great reassurance to continue to do this, but I would say he is really aware of the pressure, the consequences of this, and the back and forth. And there didn't seem to be anything by anybody that I met yesterday or with the president indicating when and by what means this would be settled. Some Democrats have started to break away. Some Republicans have started to break away. But nobody seems to think there's an off-ramp here. And now ratcheting this up with Nancy Pelosi has upped the stakes on this. Now, she'll fire back. This was a good thing to tell her, hey, lady, you're seated on a bus, and the bus starts going around the Capitol for some reason. I don't know if they were looking where to get off or what to do. I'm the president. You're not. You're on the bus. You're at my whim about getting that military airplane. So you're Speaker of the House. That's a powerful position. But that doesn't matter. You're at the whim of the president on this stuff. That's what came away. Now, some could call that childish yesterday. I thought being there, witnessing it, seeing the press corps and the others as this is going on, just how a flutter they were, like this is the end of the world. The average American's not thinking that. They may even think it's funny. Trump did too. That it was a circus with this bus of Democrats continuing to fly around. So a takeaway was Trump was talking to us as a conduit to you about, you know, what are the people thinking? What's my base thinking? I know I have ways, my gut instinct of the Trump base. But how are people holding up out there? And what I said was what we've been talking about all along. People had let the idea of the wall, you know, a few months back, I talked about it. And people were not all, you know, they had kind of given Trump some space knowing how hard this was to do. But once he started to realize we wouldn't have Republicans after the midterm and started pushing for this, I told him when he asked me, the base was energized. People are on this now more than ever. I didn't have a chance to tell the Stern stuff from this week. But just look at the craziness of this. And some listeners, two or three, have sent me pictures of a wall around Howard Stern's Long Island estate. Now, I'm not sure if they're accurate or not. I saw it from several sources. But just think about how this has engaged the American public. And there's a poll out today, 855-839-1210, by the way, you'll get in. A poll indicating that Latino support for the wall, for the barrier, has gone up 19 points. It's an NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll released yesterday. President Trump may have suffered among Republicans overall, but he saw a huge gain in a different demographic. The poll in early December had President Trump's approval rating among Latino adults at 31%. The results released on Thursday had that at 50%. So the thinking is, and there is some stuff here inside this poll, this is due to what's going on with the wall. That's shocking. It's counterintuitive. So this has blown up into quite a showdown. And yesterday, I think, was Trump at his best. Nancy Pelosi thinks she can play games with this. I'm the president. What are my levers of power? And that is to tell her, hey, fly commercial. Go to Afghanistan. Go to Egypt that way. Go to Brussels. You're not getting the big military airplane to do that with all these other Democrats. It was called childish, but I think it reaffirmed the power of the presidency. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. I'd love to get you in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just pushed pound 1210. My sense of Trump overall, tremendously good at making you feel the Oval Office is the people's, not his, and really good in small groups, really funny, really engaging. Don't have the pictures yet. They'll be coming. Didn't get to stand next to him in a picture. That's what I wanted to do, the height thing, just to see. He sits at the desk. You stand next to the desk, and we had a group shot. So as soon as I have them, I'll put them up. Love to get you in, though. There's a lot of breaking stuff around President Trump this morning and some of the pushback on this stuff. I still think I like the idea of an arena or something like Independence Hall. I don't think it has to be in the Senate. I'm not in the camp that Trump would be driven out of the Capitol by going there. He didn't seem to want to do that on the night of the State of the Union. He mentioned arenas several times. And I'm going through my mind in case, you know, how you're from Philadelphia, but they think you know Pennsylvania. Name an arena, Dom. What arena should we go to? You want to be ready.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.